If you're trying to reach me on Facebook, I haven't really wasted a lot of time, you know, looking into some of this, but I think it gives you a message like I temporarily can't be reached. It's almost like if you get your phone turned off, the number you have called is temporarily disconnected. So I'm sort of in, my account has not been permanently deleted, but I have been temporarily disabled. And as I have often said, do not try this at home. Welcome to my world. An homage to my good pal, the late, great Sid Asher. I did nothing wrong. I've never had a term of service violation, minding my own business. And because some ass clown tried to, you know, trade off of my name, and one of my family members, actually, a niece of mine, wrote me, Uncle Harry, you didn't send this, did you? I know you didn't send this. This imposter offered my niece like a $180,000 business opportunity. This is the kind of crap that they do. But then this happened to me years ago, and that was it. We got the one shut down. But what happened here, too many chefs spoil the soup, because what I did 3 years ago, whenever it happened, I think it was a good 3 years ago, I called my daughter, Kristen. I said, Kristen, can you do me a favor? Get a hold of Facebook. You'll know how to figure it out and shut down this imposter for me. And she did it, and it was done. Multiple people tried to help me this time. So they were very successful. They got the imposter shut down, and 8 hours later got me shut down. And I'm still shut down. So if you're trying to reach me on Facebook, messaging, or, you know, posts that you've tagged me in, I am out of the game until further notice, and I don't even know what that means, because there are no rules like within 24 hours we'll get you back. I have no idea. So many people are suspecting, and I'm going to be honest with you. You know me. I'm always up. I am always up for a good heart pumping, you know, blood rushing conspiracy. Some people believe that Facebook is using this to shut me down because I'm a conservative talk radio host. I'd be the first one to tell you if I even smelled a whiff of that. Let's put it this way. If I'm not there now, if I don't get my account back in the next day or so, and I really think it should be sometime today, or, you know, because it's the first business day. It happened late. Technically, I think my first email from Facebook was at 1:05 a.m. in the morning. And maybe I had a message from them through Facebook at like 12:01 a.m. Saturday morning. So this was all happening, you know, late Friday night into Saturday morning. And I guess technically Saturday morning is when they shut me down. But for right now, I believe it's a legitimate mistaken identity. But I will tell you, there's been at least 20 people that can't reach me. Harry, I tried to send you a message. I mean, I tried to tag you. What happened? It's really, by the way, the most aggravating thing about this is how much time it has cost me. Because, you know, that's the one thing you can't get back. I can get this account back, or if I don't, my life doesn't change. I can live with that. It's goofy. It's unjust as hell. I can live with that. I can't get the time back that this has caused me having to respond to people that have been emailing me because I've suddenly vanished from active on Facebook to vanish. You know, it looks suspicious or wrong. Like, what happened? So, and if you're tagged already on something and you try to click on it, it says this is temporarily unavailable. I mean, it's really sketchy. It's terrible. And so I've had to have all these conversations. Mel and others have written me, and a lot of people think I'm being shut down because of my impact as a conservative broadcaster. Look, I don't put it past. Facebook is doing things. Google and the rest of them, they are doing things. But this would be a really just crazy thing to do, because it's so provable that it's their mistake. They don't have to. Keep in mind, life's not fair. They don't have to correct it. They can just, you know, I mean, I told you before, Don Hurley had an unscrupulous member of the media write a story about how well-dressed he was at the taxpayer's expense when he was the only PBA president in Atlantic City history to not take the increased salary differential that they gave to the PBA president. So when he confronted the reporter said, we stand behind our story. And Don said, well, your story is wrong. We stand behind our story. Well, how can you say I'm well-dressed at the taxpayer expense when I pay for my own clothes? So it really was rotten. And he never got a correction, and they stood behind their story. I may not get my account back, but I am completely 100%, you know, not guilty as charged. But prisons are filled with not guilty people. So I have no idea how this is going to go. But if I don't get my account back, then I'm going to believe that I was shut down because that's what they're doing. They're trying to do it to many people. Savage was shut down for a part of a day. Other people have been shut down. So I know that's the first knee-jerk reaction is to go there. I can't explain why. Maybe because I watched this all unfold, the bad imposter getting shut down. Then 8 hours later, I get shut down. They might have said, hey, look at this guy. We can cause a little stomach pain for this guy, for this conservative guy. We see what he's up to now. And shut me down. I think I'm going to get it back. I don't think this is about that. But if I don't get my account back, then I know that this is what it's about. Because let me tell you, there is zero chance in an honest decision that they will not just acknowledge that they were wrong. And they will immediately, you know, like I said, I need one Facebook hero to just turn my switch back on where they have me right now disabled. Very simple. Could be done like that. It's just nobody yet has stepped up. And I'm thinking because it's the weekend and now, you know, with the business week starting, you know, I have high hopes. If not, then I'm going to go to Mel and everybody else that has said that to me and say, you were right. And I was wrong. And that it was that, because it is very peculiar that they shut the bad one down and then came and got me anyhow. You know, I don't think I haven't been thinking about that, but I don't have enough right now to say that it's anything other than just a mistake that, you know, that more than one person reported it and they got the one down and the only one left was me. But I will tell you, there is a Harry Hurley public page that's not personal in nature where we can be friends. It's the one where you can put a, you know, click on the thumbs up and say you like the page. To be totally honest with you, I don't even do anything with it. My daughter, Kristen, opened it up a long time ago and I'm there, but it's not active. But they didn't shut that down. But they did shut down the one that's really active, that has almost the maximum number of Facebook friends. I try to leave a few available.